So I want to get the blessing and mercy from all of the assembled Vaishnava, so I can speak something, whatever I have realized. Since this sloka is very tough for me, and I also don't have the book, so I have not referred so many things backward. Whatever I understand by Srila Prabhupada's perfect, just I'll try to explain it. So here Prabhupada is, in the purport, he is explaining about the how through devotional service we can come out of different coverings of material existence and disclose as our real identity. Means we can identify. We can, and if you go to the Vaikunth, we can get the same body as what Lord. So here Prabhupada is saying that he who is a perfect yogi. Perfect yogi is desire to reach to the Vaikunth planet where he will get the same body as Lord and engage himself in devotional service. So that should be our desire. Our desire should be, we have to become the bhakta, means yogi, bhakti yogi. We should not have any other desire. And Prabhupada is explaining here about the false ego. Now actually we are all covered by false ego. Actually, what is a false ego? False ego means we identify ourselves as a body. That is a false ego. And we are covered with that false ego. Because we have false ego, that's why we want to enjoy. We think I am this body. Then whatever activities we are just doing for our body. We are satisfying our body. Whatever, you can see, whatever we are doing, we just maintain our body. But in the Bhagavad Gita is mentioned that actually real ego is that we should we should identify as a spirit soul. That is real ego. We should keep the ego, but we should keep the real ego, not false ego. That should be our aim. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 71 verse, a person who has given up all desire for sense gratification, who hears from who lives free from desire, who has given up all sense of proprietorship and devoid of false ego, he alone can attain a real peace. So here, so see, it is explained by Krishna that if you really want to get real peace, then you have to come out of this body identification. You should not identify yourself, I am this body, I should enjoy. You have to come out of this, because if you have in this false ego, then you will like to go for sense gratification. Then you desire for sense gratification. So that's why we have to come out of this ego, this false ego. Then only we can attain the real peace. Maybe we can find why people are not getting the real peace. Because they are all suffering. Because they are identifying as a body. They are thinking, I am this body. Just like when they work hard, day and night. And when they get money, then they think, this belongs to me. I should enjoy. No, they have that tendency. That's why they go to clubs and pubs, because they had got this money and they don't know how to spend it. So that's why they go all to these clubs and pubs. So we have to identify ourselves that we are not this body but spirit soul. And what is the cause of false ego? Prabhupada is mentioning in Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, verse number 40, false ego is lusty intelligence, influence the spirit soul to acquire the false ego. Actually, our lusty intelligence is influencing ourselves to acquire the false ego and identify it with the matter and with the mind and senses. Then that's why because what happened when we get the lusty intelligence, then we want to enjoy ourselves. So that's why Prabhupada says this is the cause of false ego. So we have to come out of this false ego. Then here Srila Prabhupada is explaining how we can come out of this false ego. It's very difficult to come out of this false ego. So through devotional service, we can come out of this false ego. So here it is explaining, Prabhupada is explaining in the last line of the purport, where he is saying, ki perfect yogi desire to reach the Vaikunth planet where we will get the same body as Lord and engage ourselves in devotional service. So So we have to come out of this false ego. So how we can come out of this false ego? So we have to take the shelter of holy name. Unless until if you take the shelter of holy name, it is not possible to come out of the false ego. Earlier the yogis used to do lot of meditation to come out of this false ego. But since we are staying in the Kali Yuga, it's very difficult for us to do the meditation. So for this yuga, holy name is the main process is given where we can come out of this false ego. So first important thing is the chanting of Maha Mantra is the most practical form of yoga in the present age. Breathing exercise and meditational practice of yoga very difficult in this age because our mind is disturbed. We can't do the meditation. It's very, very difficult. There were difficult even thousands years ago. Matlab even thousands years ago it was very difficult. When Arjuna, Krishna has explained to Arjuna all kind of, he explained to him Bhakti Yoga, Dhyan Yoga, Gyan Yoga, he explained to him all yoga. But then also Arjuna was not satisfied. Then Krishna has explained to him Bhakti Yoga. That's why Arjuna has also accepted that time Bhakti Yoga. Because that time Kali Yuga was going to start. When Arjuna has Krishna has spoken to Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita, at that time Kali Yuga was supposed to start. So this, and then Kali Yuga is, the Kali Yuga is called as a fallen age because people in general are short-lived and very slow in understanding self-realization or spiritual life. I mean, our life is very short and we cannot understand, we don't have knowledge because of the, we have very limited knowledge in the Kali Yuga. They are mostly unfortunate, and as such, if someone a little bit interested in self-realization is misguided by so many frauds. If somebody is interested in the understanding of the self-realization, there are many, we found many frauds are there, many organizations are there. They are like in India, there are many, many like yogis, not yogis, they are not like yogis. They are like yoga guru. Everybody goes to the this yogi, but they spend lot of money. He is like one of the richest person. He was working. He left his working and he established his yoga club. When everybody comes and they pay lot of big people goes there just for what? To learn the yoga. They think by practicing this yoga I can get the peace, but that is not possible in the Kali Yuga. So the actual way to realization of the perfect stage of yoga is to follow the principle of Bhagavad Gita as it was practiced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the simplest and highest perfection of yoga practice. We have to follow the rules and regulations of Bhagavad Gita, and that is the simplest and highest perfection of yoga. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has demonstrated this Krishna consciousness by a simple way of chanting of Hare Krishna. That is, it is mentioned in the Vedas also and Srimad Bhagavatam also. Because this meditational process in this Kali Yuga, it is not possible. But in Satyoga it was possible because Satyoga was called as a golden age. And people's lives were also very long in the year, 1000 years they used to stay in Satyoga. But in Kali Yuga our life span is very short. Because why our lifespan is very short? Because we get that lot of disease. Means anytime anything can happen here. We don't know. So it's very difficult for us to do the meditation. So that's why in Kali Yuga, holy name, chanting of Maha Mantra is the most important part of yoga. Then all the perfection of the yoga system can be realized through mantra yoga, that is chanting of Hare Krishna. From authority source, we learned that the chanting of Hare Krishna is the embodiment of the perfect yoga for this age. Today, we can find that means for us, living is very difficult. We don't know when we will die. At any moment, death can come. But there is no particular age is mentioned in the Kali Yuga. We are sitting here, anything can happen. Just like we are walking on the street, some car can come and hit us. We don't know anything, when we are going to die. So that's why In this age, it is, and our intelligence also very not, we are not so intelligent, very, we are very short intelligence, and if anybody tells us that we don't understand the self-realization. So this is all the characteristics of Kali Yuga. I mean, life is short, and the plus our intelligence is short, and we are unfortunate also, because when we don't know when we are going to die. In other yugas, people used to know when they are going to die, but this yuga is very, very difficult. We don't know at what time death will come. Now we can see so many examples. Just like if people, because of so much stress, working so hard, they get heart, because today is the heart disease, the most common disease. In India actually it is. And we can see there are so many diseases are there. Now earlier we used to get fever, so doctor used to tell, okay, you have malaria or not typhoid, and used to give the medicine. But nowadays it's very difficult for doctor to identify what kind of fever you are having. No, whether you are having dengue or chikungunya, so many. So maybe I don't want to offend the doctors, but just like earlier, there were Ayurvedic doctors were there. Then MBBS doctors, they used to identify what disease you are having, and they used to give the medicine. Then MD has come, MD physician. Then MD for heart, another MD has come. Now in future we'll find MD chikungunya, and then dengue. Because as and all the disease are increasing, means the scientists say they are controlling on the disease, but new disease are coming. So we can just think that this Kali Yuga is, we are unfortunate, we don't know when we are going to die. So we have to be very, very careful. So we have to take this process. We have to realize ourselves that we are suffering here. We cannot become happy here. And our lifetime span is very short, we can die at any moment. We don't know when we walk, some car can come and hit. No, anything can happen at any moment. So we have to be very careful. By chanting the process of yoga, what happened? Mind and sense control become perfect. So when we chant, what happened? Our mind and sense control become perfect. Yoga means training the mind and the senses to be fixed on the self. Actually, what is yoga? Yoga means training our mind and fix ourselves on the self. But this is not possible by meditating only 15 minutes a day. I mean, if you sit on the yoga and if you just meditate for 15 minutes, so it is not possible. It's very difficult, because our mind goes somewhere other. We think, just like when we chant, in chanting also our mind goes so many places. No, it's very, very difficult. But then also we are trying our level best to chant nicely, because this is the process which has given. So through the, if you chant, we can get the peace. And because chanting of Hare Krishna, the mind, what happened? Our mind fixes on Krishna. Then we get immediately attracted by chanting. When we chant, what happened? Our mind, when you say Krishna, then you immediately remember Krishna. When you say Parmeshwar, you will not remember anything. But when you say Krishna, then your mind immediately goes on Krishna. So then our mind is fixed on Krishna. As is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, verse 34. For the mind is less restless, troubling, obstinate, and very strong. O Keshava, and to subdue it seems to be more difficult than controlling the wind. Here Arjuna is telling Krishna, it is very difficult to control the mind. So if you just think, if you sit for the yoga, it's very, very difficult to control the mind. Because we are finding, while chanting also, it's very, very difficult for us to control the mind. We are trying to bring our mind on the holy name, but it's very, very difficult we are finding. But it is, in Kali Yuga, it says we should chant, and automatically we will get the realization. And chanting the holy name is more suitable for spiritual realization in this age than yoga or meditation. In this age, chanting the holy name is more suitable than any other form of yoga. If we can see, there are many yogis, they used to go to the Prayag or Mathura or Vrindavan, Rishikesh and Haridwar. They used to go there and they used to do the meditation. But nowadays, it's very difficult if you go to Vrindavan, we find so many obstacles. Actually, you should not offend, but it is not like same as Vrindavan what it was earlier days, because at that time Vrindavan was peaceful, but nowadays it becomes commercialized. You go any holy place, everything is commercialized. If you go to Haridwar, if you go to Rishikesh, if you go to Ayodhya, any holy place if you go, everything is commercialized. And people are just like in Vrindavan, nowadays it is near to Delhi, so people from Delhi comes to Vrindavan to just spend weekend. They think, and if I'll go to some hill, it's better to go to Vrindavan, we'll get some pious activities also. No, like that they think and they come. And that's why in Vrindavan we found so many hotels, restaurants. The earlier days, my grandfather and all, they used to go to the holy place. They used to carry food to cook there. They used to never eat outside. But nowadays we have no choice. That's why if you go to Fogla Ashram, they used to make room where they used to have living room plus kitchen. But nowadays you found one small room they make and they earn a lot of money. So they were so simple life, village life. Prabhupada used to say that village life was so simple, but we had made this very complicated. So it's very difficult for us to go and stay in the, even anywhere, Badrinath. If you go to Badrinath, it's very difficult, it's very cold. We can't tolerate cold also. It's very, very difficult. In other yugas, it was possible, because body was also like that. Our body is not, we can't tolerate heat, we cannot tolerate cold. It's very, very difficult for us to tolerate. So it's very, very difficult process for us to practice meditation in these places. So that's why chanting is the most important and most effective yoga in this age of Kali Yoga. And chanting is chanting the holy name is more suitable for spiritual realization in this age than yoga meditation. Means if you chant, then you will get lot of spiritual realization. Just as on we are chanting, so we get different spiritual realization. So it is better than yoga or meditation in this age of Kali Yuga. So here the importance of chanting is given. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he has also delivered the holy name only. And Rupa Goswami is glorifying him by saying Namo Maha Vadanya. He means ki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in many forms incarnation. He came to give law of God. So, and even Prabhupada also took that thing very seriously, and he went. Actually, by today we are sitting here by Prabhupada's mercy. He has taken risk in his life. Now he wanted to preach. He wanted to give law of God here to everybody, but no one is ready to listen. So, and he has worked so hard for us to give this law of God. When he was traveling from Vrindavan to Delhi every day, 3 hours. So difficult, and in the heat, in the afternoon, in the heat, around the temperature of 40 degrees, like that, he used to go and he used to print the books. Why he was doing? Because he was compassionate. He was compassionate towards us. That's why he was going and doing all this work. So then he can give us something which we can go through and we can realize ourselves. Just like he took the order of his guru, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as a life and soul. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him once, he just print the books, that much, nothing. And that's what he took, and he was just meditating on that in his full lifetime. In his full lifetime, that's, and then at the age of 70 years, where the age is for us to retire and sit at home and do bhajan. But he went at this age, so that's why he took risk on his life, and he has given this Krishna consciousness. So we are very fortunate that by mercy of Prabhupada, we had got this process of bhakti yoga. So this chanting. So we have to chant this mantra and follow four regulative principles, and we have to avoid the offenses. So major offenses is one of the topmost offenses, offense against Vaishnava. We have to be very careful dealing with other Vaishnava. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has not liked offending any devotees. His mother Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his Mahaprakash Lila, he was delivering the many conditioned souls. So, Sachi Mata has offended Advaitacharya. That also she has not offended directly, but in her mind. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting on the Vyasasan, so he was telling, actually, I wanted to deliver Sachi Mata, but she has offended Advaitacharya, so I will not deliver, she will not get the law of God. See, it is Sachi Mata was the mother of Lord Chaitanya. No, if he wants, he can deliver her, but he took that offense very seriously. So then all the devotees went and told Advaitacharya, please come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not delivering Sachi Mata. So Advaitacharya came and he bowed down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As soon as he bowed down to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachi Mata took the dust from Advaitacharya. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, now she delivered and she will get the law of Godhead. So that's why we have to be very, very careful. No, this is like a, just like now Chaturmas is going on. So Bhurijan Prabhu was once giving the seminar on chanting of the holy name. So he was telling, see, actually in Chaturmas we take lot of vow. Kiratna, we'll eat once in a day or we'll chant more rounds. But he says nobody takes a vow, see, I'll not offend any Vaishnava in these 4 months. This means it is a great offense, so we have to avoid. Even just like we can see Haridas Thakur, Gopal Chakravarti, he has also offended Haridas Thakur. Once there was debate is going on of holy name. So Haridas Thakur, he was born in Sudra, but he took the chanting of the holy name very seriously. So he was very humble, but Gopal Chakravarti very proud of his knowledge. So the debate was going on. So that time Gopal Chakravarti Thakur says, whatever Haridas Thakur will say, it should be wrong and his nose should fall. So see, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Lord sitting in everybody's heart. He came to know about that. So immediately after some days, this Gopal Chakravarti got the leprosy. So then he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gopal Chakravarti. Then after some days his leprosy goes. So means offense is very, to the Vaishnava is a very great offense. We have to be very, very careful while dealing with the Vaishnavas. We can see the example of Prahlad Maharaj. How Hiranyakashipu, he was giving so much trouble to Prahlad Maharaj. Then also Prahlad Maharaj was just tolerating it. He was just tolerating. Whatever troubles he was just tolerating. Then after that, then Lord Narasingha has to come, appeared and kill Hiranyakashipu. So like that, Krishna protect the devotees. So we have to be humble. We have to be, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, we have to be Tranadapi Sunichena, Tarorapi Shavishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. We have to be tolerant, just like how the trees, they give shade, we go and just sit under the trees. So similarly, we have to be tolerant. If we really want to progress in the spiritual life, we have to be tolerant. We have to, Sri Prabhupada should say, we should tolerate all provoking situation. See, differences with the devotee will be always there, that we cannot rectify. Just like we come here for peace, because in material world there is no peace. People are fighting. If we come here and fight, then what is the use? Now, this is the place where we can get the peace. Because we go out, we fight. So better we come here, we chant together and be in peace. So that's why we have to be. See, if anybody is getting the position and all, that is because of their previous karma. Now, if somebody is getting higher post, because we get the jewelry, sorry, he got, why I should not? No, that tendency is there in our heart. So, that is because of his previous karma. Just like so we have to respect each and every individual. See, we have to go together. If we will be together, then only we can progress in spiritual life. We are dependent on the mercy of the devotees. No, when we chant, we pray to Radharani, please engage me in devotional service of Krishna. So similarly, sometimes we say that to the devotees, please pray for me. That means what? We are dependent on his mercy. If the devotees will pray, Krishna will listen to his prayer than our. It's very difficult. If I'll pray, he will not listen. If any devotees are praying, then that prayer is heard by Krishna. Krishna is fully dependent on the devotee. Just like Pushpa Gopal Prabhu was giving Bhagavatam, he was explaining about the Durasmuni and Amrish Maharaj. How Durasmuni went to Krishna and he told him, please rescue me. He says, I don't have any power. You have to go to Amrish Maharaj and beg the forgiveness from him. So we can understand that devotees are really, we are dependent on devotees. We are not like independent. We are totally dependent on devotees' mercy. That's why we always say, please pray for us. Now we always request devotees. And if you really, devotees will pray for us, then we will get the special mercy of Krishna. So, in this, so we have to be very careful about these offenses. So if you really want to reach to Vaikunth, and we want to get the same body as Lord, we have to take this Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is the in this yoga is the chanting of the holy name. So we have to take the shelter of holy name, and we have to avoid the offenses, and we have to follow the four regularity principle. Then only we can attain the perfection. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any question or suggestion or comment?
Hare Krishna, thanks for the nice class. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if you chant quality rounds and practice Krishna consciousness, after quitting this body, immediately we'll go to Krishna's abode and become his servant. But this verse says, one by stage is stage, watery, fiery, stage is confusing.
That is for the yogi. Sukadeva Goswami is explaining for the yogis. Yogis goes like that. If you, in Bhagavad Gita, there is, I don't know the chapter, third chapter somewhere, where a yoga letter is given, where it is mentioned, you know, there you can go step by step also, if you want. But there is direct process also. If you take Bhakti Yoga, then you will go direct. Just like if you are going to anywhere, there's two way always. Now either you go shortcut or you go long cut. He is telling us to go shortcut. So that's why he is telling us to take Bhakti Yoga. If you want, you can go. He's saying na, if you want, you can progress, you can take this Krishna consciousness, you can slowly. What will happen? If you take this Krishna consciousness, you'll go and stay for some time in heavenly abode. No, but we don't know whether you'll go from there further or not. You can come again back to this material world. So that's why it has given us Bhakti Yoga, where we can have direct.
I heard only from the earthly planet we can go to Vaikuntha, Krishna Loka directly. But if you go to higherly planet, you need to go one by one, step by step, and then go to Brahma Loka. Is it like that? Or from any planet you can, if you practice Krishna consciousness directly, you can go.
If you have desire of material benefit and all, then you'll go to the... See, what we are doing here? We are practicing this Krishna consciousness. Why? See, at the time of death, we can remember Krishna. Now whatever, when you leave the body, whatever desire you have, if you have the desire of going to earthly planet, enjoy there, then you'll go there. If you have desire to come back again here, you'll. So what we are doing, we are practicing this Bhakti Yoga is why? That we can remember Lord at the time of death. It's very difficult to remember the Lord at the time of death. Very, very difficult because we have so much material attachment. Lot of material. I can give the example. I used to stay in one place in Bombay for at least 20 years. So I was leaving that place. Now I started crying. I was thinking, why I'm crying? No, we have so much attachment. I'm understanding this all does not belong to me. But we have so much attachment. Very, very difficult to come out of the attachment. So that's why we are practicing. We have to come out of this attachment. Very means you are if you have something, no, you'll really attach to that. You don't want to leave that. We can hear the example in Ramanujacharya's story, how the brahmacharis, no, they were attached to the kopin. He was giving the example of the one of the grahastha of the Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya wanted to teach them. He told them, go to this grahastha house in the night and go and bring the jewels. So they went. So then the wife of that grahastha was sleeping. So she saw that somebody has come to stolen. So she was quietly, she says, let them take. And then she she came on this side, okay, so they can take another thing also. But by the time they became frightened and they ran away. So then the wife told husband, you know, this is what they came. He says, why you have done like that? Let them take, you have taken away all the things. So when they came, so then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramanujacharya told them, go and hear the discussion what they are doing. So when they went and when they heard this discussion, so they came and then they told Ramanujacharya. So Ramanujacharya says, you are attached with the, your coping. So it's very, I'm telling you, it's very, very difficult to na, come with the, because we have ego, we have so much attachment. I'm telling you, I was realizing, I was devotee. Then I was thinking, why am I crying? For what? No, attachment is very, very difficult to come out. So that's why we are practicing. And we have to encourage each other to progress in the bhakti. Then only we can come out of this attachment.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you so much for the nice class, Prabhu. Just one, was just reading the translation of this verse. Prabhupada writes, after reaching Satyaloka, the devotee is specifically able to be incorporated fearlessly by the subtle body. It's very significant that Prabhupada translates as fearlessly. Prabhupada didn't just say able to be incorporated by the subtle body. He uses the word fearlessly, and Prabhu was actually bringing up the point on how by chanting the holy name, then we get out of this cycle of birth and death. And there's this verse in first canto, Prabhu first chapter, if I'm not wrong, is the 14th verse. In that verse, it's translated, I just remember the translation. It's stated that the living entities are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death. But by chanting the holy name, even unconsciously, they are able to come out of this meshes of birth and death. And then the last line, the verse states that this holy name is feared by even fear personified. So here we see that when the yogi, the devotee, reaches that Satyaloka, he's actually on his way towards Vaikuntha planet, but he has to have that quality of fearlessness if he wants to penetrate. That is why Prabhupada writes in the purport that the fearless devotee of the Lord penetrates each one of them and ultimately reaches the absolute atmosphere where everything is of one and the same spiritual identity. So this quality of fearlessness is only inculcated by chanting the holy name, and then by having that quality we can penetrate. And there was once in a lecture, someone asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, you're saying so much about chanting. Everywhere you go you're saying about chanting. What is it that you feel when you chant? And Prabhupada didn't even think, and Prabhupada said, I'm fearless when I chant. So it's obvious that even though Prabhupada was here, he was not of this world, because he had penetrated all the realms of material universe because he was fearless just by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Just wanted to share that, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
श्रीमद् भागवतम की श्री प्रभुपाद की श्री प्रभुपाद की